Hello, guys. We have another very important birthday to celebrate. She loves swimming in the pool, playing with her friends and cousins, and eating as much ice cream as she is allowed. So do I. She also loves unicorns, mermaids, and Halloween. Her name is Dylan. Happy birthday, Dylan. We hope it was a great one.
Happy birthday to you.
And a welcome and thank you to all of our new patrons. Thank you so much for joining. Remember, listeners, you can try out our Patreon free for a week. There are so many rewards, like you can listen to loads more episodes. And did you know we produce an extra episode every week for our patrons? To find out more, just go to bykids4kids.co or search for bykids4kids storytime on patreon.com. All right, let's hear who the superstars are for this week's episode.
My name is Eli, and I am from Colorado, and I love reading books.
My name is Mima. I am 8 years old. I live in Livingston.
Hello, my name is Russell. I'm 11 years old. I'm from Hong Kong, and I like dogs.
Well done, guys. You are amazing. Okay, Ruby, over to you.
The Boy Who Wanted More Cheese. Klaas van Bommel was a Dutch boy. He lived in a place with many cows. His appetite was always good, and his mother used to say,
"Klaas, you have a bottomless tummy."
Klaas wore a pair of wooden shoes called clogs that made a loud noise when he ran fast to catch a rabbit or scuffed slowly along to school over the brick road of his village. Klaas was a farmer's boy. He had rye bread and fresh milk for breakfast. At dinner time, beside cheese and bread, he was given a plate heaped with boiled potatoes. When he gobbled this up, he used to say the food went
down the red lane,
meaning his throat. But at every meal there was cheese, usually in thin slices, which the boy always thought should be thicker. He always wanted more cheese. Sometimes his father laughed and asked him,
"Is there a cave under your jacket?"
One summer's evening, Klaas moped and went to bed in a bad mood. He had begged his sisters to give him their bit of cheese, and this, added to his own slice, made his stomach feel as heavy as lead. Klaas's bed was up on the top floor of the house. A gentle breeze was blowing from the pine woods on the sandy slope not far away. Klaas climbed up onto a stool to sniff the sweet, piney smells. He thought he saw lights dancing under the tree. A twinkling ball seemed to approach him. It passed to and fro in front of him. It seemed to whisper in his ear as it moved by. It looked very much as if 100 fireflies had teamed up in a magical shape, a bit like a young girl. Soon, the whisper became a voice that said,
"There's plenty of cheese. Come with us."
The sleepy boy now rubbed his eyes and cocked his ears. Again, the light spoke to him.
"Come with us."
Could it be?
He wondered.
"I've heard of magical creatures of the forest that whisper and warn travelers."
In fact, he had often seen the fairy ring in the forest. This was what the Girl of Light was inviting him to. Again and again, the moving cold light circled round the red tile roof. The voice, no longer a whisper, was now even louder.
"There's plenty of cheese. Come with us."
"I'll see what it is," said Klaas,
as he crept downstairs and outside without waking anybody. At the door, he stepped into his wooden shoes. He ran after the light to the pine woods and towards the fairy ring. What an odd sight! At first, Klaas thought it was a circle of big fireflies. Then he saw clearly that there were dozens of pretty creatures, hardly as large as dolls, but as lively as grasshoppers. They were full of light, like lamps with wings. Hand in hand, they flitted and danced around the ring of grass. Suddenly, Klaas was surrounded by the fairies. He felt himself pulled by their dainty fingers. One of them whispered in his ear,
"Come, you must dance with us."
Then they sang together,
"Plenty of cheese, plenty of cheese. Come, Klaas, come."
In a moment, he was dancing with the fairies. He danced and danced all night and until the sun rose. Then he tumbled onto the ground, tired out, and fell asleep. His head lay on the inner curve of the fairy ring, with his feet in the center. Soon he woke up. The fairies tapped his shoulder. They were bringing him cheeses. With a gold knife, they sliced the cheese and fed him. How good it tasted! He thought now he could and would eat all the cheese that he had longed for all his life. How delightful! But by and by, he wanted to stop eating and rest for a while. His jaws were tired. His stomach seemed to be filled with cannonballs. He gasped for breath. But the fairies would not let him stop, for Dutch fairies never get tired. Flying out of the sky from the north, south, east, and west, they came, bringing cheeses. These they dropped down around him until there were huge piles all around him. There were the red balls from Edam, the pink and yellow spheres from Gouda, and the grey loaf-shaped ones from Leiden. Down through the vista of sand in the pine woods, he looked and, oh horrors! There were the tallest and strongest of fairies rolling along the huge, round, flat cheeses from Friesland! And one of these was as big as a cartwheel and would feed an army. The fairies trundled their heavy discs along, laughing hilariously. Farm cheese, factory cheese, Alkmaar cheese, and to crown all, cheese from Limburg, which Klaas never could bear because it stank. Soon, the pile was so high around him that he groaned when he thought the high cheese walls were tottering to fall on him. Then he screamed. But the fairies thought he was making music. They, not being human, do not know how a boy feels. At last, with a thick slice in one hand and a big hunk in the other, he could eat no more cheese. Though the fairies, led by their queen, standing on one side or hovering over his head, still urged him to take more. At this moment, while afraid that he would burst, Klaas saw the pile of cheeses as big as a house topple over. The heavy mass fell inwards upon him. With a scream of terror, he thought himself crushed as flat as a Friesland cheese. But he wasn't. Waking up and rubbing his eyes, he saw the red sun rising on the sand dunes. Birds were singing and the cocks were crowing all around him. in chorus, as if saluting him. Just then, also the village clock chimed out the hour. He felt his clothes. They were wet with dew. He sat up to look around. There were no fairies, but in his mouth was a bunch of grass which he had been chewing. Klaas never would tell the story of his night with the fairies, nor has he yet settled the question whether they left him because the cheese house of his dreams had fallen or because daylight had come.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.